Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into something really critical for any YouTuber out there. We're talking about YouTube, SEO for 2026, and why many strategies are failing. Absolutely, it's a big topic, and I know a lot of creators are frustrated with their videos just sitting there with hardly any views. What's going on? Exactly. A huge myth is that if you just create a clickable thumbnail, the algorithm will do the rest for you. That used to be the case, but not anymore. Today, we need to understand why your YouTube SEO strategy might be falling apart. Right, so what's changed in the algorithm? What's YouTube 2026 look like? Great question. YouTube SEO 26 is all about user experience signals, rather than just stuffing tags into your video descriptions. The biggest signal this year? Timestamps. So, are you saying that if you don't use them, your videos are doomed? Pretty much. I mean, if you're missing timestamps, you're really limiting your video's potential. Data shows that about 58.6% of viewers aged 18 to 34 will skip a video without them. They want that quick scan format. If they can't find what they need right away, they bounce. Wow, that's a significant number. So, is this about more than just keeping viewers engaged? Absolutely. It's about how the algorithm perceives your content. After the March 2026 core update, 39.2% of channels got penalized for low-effort content, which often means missing timestamps. That sounds harsh. What can creators do to fix this? First, they need to map out their video into logical sections before hitting record. I suggest writing down the titles for the timestamps during the scripting phase. This helps keep you on track and makes it super easy to add them later. So basically, the structure of your video matters just as much as the content, right? Exactly. Start with zero for your intro and make sure your chapters are at least 10 seconds apart, and you want at least 3 chapters to really make it work. Makes sense, but how do you ensure those chapter titles are effective? Great point. Don't just label them part 1 or section 2. Use descriptive phrases like how to, install WordPress, or common beginner mistakes. This makes them searchable, which is crucial for ranking. So it's not just about having timestamps, it's about making them work for you. And to add to that, you want to front load your keywords in those chapter titles. If someone searches for YouTube thumbnail tips and your title says thumbnail, tips for beginners, you have a better chance of showing up in suggested clips. That's such a smart tactic. But what about those creators who are already somewhat established? Are they facing the same issues? Yes. Intermediate creators often see decent initial clicks, but then experience plateaus in retention. They struggle with something called topical sprawl, where their content wanders off topic, leading viewers to lose interest. And that sounds frustrating. So if they're not using focused timestamps, they risk losing even more viewers? Exactly. When viewers get bored and leave, it can cause a drop in session watch time, and that's detrimental for ranking in search. What about the pros? They must have it all figured out, right? You'd think so. But even they've seen traffic drops post-update. It's because timestamps alone aren't enough in competitive niches. They need to focus on internal linking and entity recognition as well. So it's like building a web of content that reinforces itself? Precisely. If you mention a related topic in one video, link directly to that timestamp in another video. This not only helps with visibility, but also builds topical authority, which Google rewards. Wow, this all sounds super strategic. But just to put a bow on this, what kind of return on investment can creators expect from using timestamps? Great question. Timestamp-optimized videos see about a 37% higher average view duration. Also, channels that implement chapters report a significant uplift in subscriber growth, and their CPMs increase as well. Jordan, that's incredible. It's really all about adapting to the changes and implementing these strategies. Exactly. If you want YouTube SEO 2026 strategy to work, stop ignoring the basics. Map out your content, add clear, searchable chapter markers starting out, and give the algorithm the structure it craves. So, to sum it up, Timestamps are your best friend if you want to grow and thrive on YouTube in 2026. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.